This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. We are coming to you live from the floor of SHOT Show at the at Radio Row. And one of those really interesting, fun, delightful things that I've always wanted to do. It's always been on my bucket list, and then he just walks up and he's available. I'm joined now to begin with by Dr. John Locke. Good morning, sir.
Morning. How you doing?
I'm sorry to see you feel bad, but I'm very pleased to meet you finally and all these other things.
Well, as long as you don't shake my hand or get too close, you're probably safe.
Well, that's all I care about is being safe.
All right.
So let's talk a little bit. When you look at Virginia, and they always use the same template as far as describing why we've got to talk about gun control, why we've got to have more gun control, why we've got to have bans, why we've got to have this, the other. And none of the data ever bears out anything that they say, does it?
Well, it's even more fundamental than that in the sense that the motivation supposedly for these 12 gun control bills that they have is the shooting that occurred last year at Virginia Beach. The thing is, whether it's background checks on private transfers of guns, or whether it's one gun a month provisions, or whether it's banning guns from certain areas around the Capitol and things like that, none of those have anything to do with stopping this attack. In fact, this attack occurred in where the vast majority of these attacks occur all the time, and that is in a gun-free zone to begin with. The law-abiding people there at Virginia Beach obeyed the ban on having permanently concealed handguns in the facilities. The killer took advantage of that. In fact, you know, you had a woman there named Kate Nixon who had been concerned about the behavior of the guy who ended up doing the killing, had gone and talked to her employers there at the city hall and had complained, and they had done nothing about it. The night before the attack, she had gone and talked to her family about her concerns and had decided, despite the ban, to go and take her permanent concealed handgun in with her into work the next day. But when she actually had to leave for work, she just couldn't bring herself to go and break the rule that was there. And so she had left her gun at home, and later that day she was murdered, and 11 other people were murdered by the killer. You know, and these killers may be crazy in some sense, but they're not stupid. They take advantage of the fact that they know that their victims are going to be defenseless. And, you know, none of these rules have anything to do with stopping, with none of these rules, none of the 12 ones that they've been in effect, would have had anything to do with stopping this massacre from happening. The rules are basically just going to make it a lot more costly for law-abiding citizens to be able to go and get guns and to be able to go and use guns for self-defense.
When a business or a governmental office gets out there and makes a provision and turns it into a gun-free zone, should they be, are they liable at that point for the safety of the people that are coming in there that they're disarming?
Well, the courts haven't been holding them liable. There have been a couple states that have legislation that they've considered doing that. But, if they want to make that decision, I think it's private property. They should be able to make that decision. But, they should bear some burden from that if they make a mistake. And if they're not going to let people go and defend themselves, then they have some obligation to defend the people. And if if they won't do that, they should really consider letting people defend themselves. The point is, if you look since 1950, 94% of these successful mass public shootings have taken place in areas where law-abiding citizens, general citizens, were banned from having guns for protection. These guys want to kill as many people as possible, and they know if they go to a place where people aren't allowed to defend themselves, they're going to be able to go and kill more people than they would have otherwise.
When we look at, I'm half British, so when I look at places like England and I look at some of the data that you compiled where you're looking at violent crime per 100,000, shouldn't somebody in our government be looking at that and saying, well, you know, when somebody starts beating you to death with a brick, who can tell when they're going to stop, and what makes that a better way to be assaulted?
Well, look, England has, for a long, long time, had a much lower murder or homicide rate than we've had here in the United States. But the thing is, after they passed gun control laws like the January 97 handgun ban, murder rates went up over the next 8 years by about 50%. They only went back down after they had a huge increase, about 18% increase in the number of police officers there in the UK in just a couple-year period of time. You know, but as you say, there are lots of other types of violent crime, and overall the violent crime rate in the UK is about twice the violent crime rate in the United States. They have much higher rape rates, they have much higher aggravated assault rates, and much higher robbery rates. There are lots of ways for people to go and commit crimes. Relatively few rapes involve a handgun in any case. And, the question is, how are you going to let people go and protect themselves? Police are extremely important. But the police understand themselves that they virtually always arrive on the crime scene after the crime's occurred. And the question is, what's the safest course of action for people to take when they're having to confront a criminal by themselves? And simply telling people to behave passively turns out to be a fairly dangerous course of action. Having a gun is by far the safest course of action. It's the reason why police, who see things in real life, you know, how you defend yourself, how you stop criminals, why police are probably the strongest supporters of private ownership of guns.
I think our violent crime is 367 per 100,000. It continues to trickle down. Is that right? I see that on the FBI report.
Yeah, I think it may be slightly lower, but it's about that, and it's been falling over the last couple decades.
Isn't that outstandingly good, given our population preponderance? I mean, the amount of guns in the United States, the amount of places where people carry guns, the states that have permitless carry, the states that have permitted carry, isn't that, like, outrageously great, outrageously good?
Well, it's good compared to most of the countries in the world, but the thing is, also, violent crime in the United States is very heavily geographically concentrated. I mean, you take something like murders, for example. About 60% of the counties in the United States in any given year have zero murders. You have maybe about 76% of the counties have either zero murders or one murder. You have over half the murders in the United States take place in just 2% of the counties. That's about 60 out of the 3,140 counties account for over half the murders. And if you ever see a murder map for those counties, you'll see that about two-thirds of the murders in those counties occur in about 10 block areas. So it's very heavily concentrated in very tiny areas, and it's basically drug gang related type instances.
The law enforcement knows who they are, too, don't they? I tell you what, before you answer that, we're about to come into the break. Tell everybody how to find you and what you do and everything else that...
Well, the Crime Prevention Research Center, we're a group of academics. I've been an academic most of my life. Had positions at Stanford, the Wharton Business School, University of Chicago, Yale. They can go to our website at crimeresearch.org, crimeresearch.org, and they'll see lots of information, everything from mass public shootings that have been stopped by concealed carry permit holders to a lot of the stuff that we've just been talking about.
Let me get you to hold on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load at SHOT Show 2020.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I take him out of the spot, sir. Welcome back from SHOT Show 2020. This is Lock and Load. Here at SHOT Show 2020 at Radio Row, talking to Dr. John Lott. You're having to soldier through this, aren't you, boss?
Yeah.
I'm sorry you feel bad. Did you catch it on the plane, or did you bring it with you? Yeah.
I think I caught it on the plane.
That's what I love about airplanes. They're just nice encapsulated. But, they, you know, they got windows at least so you can see what the rest of the unbacteria-laden world is like as you fly by it.
Do you think
for the longest time the left always seemed to they always had caveats where they would get out there and say, I believe in the Second Amendment, but they sort of unmasked themselves, haven't they? I mean, they everything they want has no basis on fact at all, do they?
Well, I mean, you have Bloomberg and others spending literally hundreds of millions of dollars producing research that supports their positions. But, you know, I think it's pretty poorly done. Anybody reads my book, The War on Guns, has a good idea of the type of research and what I think about the type of research that they put out and the problems with it. But, you know, I think you're right that anybody who listens to the Democratic presidential debates will know that they can't mention anything positive about people owning guns. You listen to the claims that are there, you kind of wonder why anybody would ever want to own a gun. The notion that on net they save lives is something that has never crossed their minds. You know, you have people like Bloomberg who openly talk about the fact that he can't think of any good reason explicitly for why people should go and own a gun. And yet here you have a guy who has round-the-clock armed bodyguards. I mean, it'd be nice if everybody was worth $58 billion. You know, that China had given him lots of his wealth, but and could afford to have armed bodyguards all the time. But, you know, he does. So he obviously understands the benefits in terms of people having guns for protection. But, you know, he doesn't seem to think that that applies to others. And you look at the laws in Virginia that we're just talking about. These laws, like in other places, are, I believe, explicitly done, or implicitly done at least, to go and make it costly for people to go and have guns. So you're going to have the background check on a private transfer of guns. In Washington, D.C., next door to Virginia, it costs $125 just to do the background check to privately transfer a gun. That may not stop you or I from being able to go and get a gun for protection, but the types of people who benefit the most from owning guns, poor blacks who live in high-crime urban areas, the very people who are most likely victims of violent crime, $125 just for the background check might make the difference between whether they can legally obtain a gun or not. I mean, if you really believe that these background checks reduce crime, it seems to me you want to encourage people to go and do the background checks. Well, I mean, I don't really think it produces the benefits that they claim, but if you're one of those people who believe it, then why would you want to essentially put a $125 tax on those who are doing what you want them to do? That doesn't encourage people for doing it. If you really want to encourage them, you don't have to pay them for doing it, but at least don't make it costly. Pay for it out of general revenue. If you believe that background checks reduce crime, then they reduce crime for everybody, not just the particular law-abiding individual who's going out of their way to obey the law and do a background check on a private transfer of a gun. And if you believe, as an economist, I would say if you believe everybody benefits, then everybody should pay. Don't make the entire burden, the entire freight of that benefit be borne by the law-abiding citizen who's going out of his way to obey the law. But Democrats and gun control advocates will fight you tooth and nail over that. You know, they will They will fight you hard against trying to pay for this out of general revenue. I'll give you an example. A few years ago, when Colorado was passing its background checks on private transfers of guns, I got a call from a couple state legislators asking me what amendments I would put up on the bill. And one of my suggestions was to put up an amendment that would exempt people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax that they have on transferring guns. At the time, it was $25. The new governor there has increased it now to $75. This is not even the cost of the federal license holder to do the background checks. This is just a tax that the state government puts on each private transfer of a gun. But with the exception of two pro-gun Democrats in the state house, every other Democrat in the state house voted against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay the new state tax. I mean, how many taxes can you think of that Democrats will fight tooth and nail against exempting people below the poverty level from having to pay? Who do they think that they're stopping from being able to go and buy a gun from having to pay that tax?
Let me ask you a question real quick before we run out of time. I remember when in the Clinton era, when the background check was coming about, and they said that this was going to stop crime. Of course, it didn't. And now we have the red flag emergency response order, gun violence restraining order. Doesn't that sort of negate the background check? If you go out there and get a gun, and then the way they've got this set up, anybody can turn you in and get you in trouble. So then your background check doesn't matter because somebody is turns you in.
Well, the background checks, they don't reduce crime for the simple reason that it's relatively easy for criminals to go and get guns anyway. The major source of illegal guns are drug dealers. It's as easy for a criminal to go and buy drugs as it is for them to go and buy illegal guns. I mean, drug dealers have guns simply because they have very valuable property. It's not like one drug dealer can steal another's drugs and the one who got them stolen from them can go to the police and say, look, this other dealer stole our drugs. Can you help us get them back? The drug dealers have to essentially set up their own little militaries in order to protect that extremely valuable property that they have.
Right.
And, just look at Mexico. Mexico only has less than 1% of the adult population legally owning guns. And yet they have a murder rate that's about 6 times higher than what we have here in the United States. Drug gangs in Mexico bring in weapons from around the world, or they make them themselves. They have extremely valuable property there. They bring in rocket launchers. Over a recent 5-year period, the government of Mexico has confiscated something like 15,000 grenades from people. They're not going to gun stores in the United States and buying grenades here. They're not buying rocket launchers.
I've run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me.
People can find
Dr. John Lott.
Website at crimeresearch.org.
Thank you, sir. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Thanks.
Years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZ USA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZ USA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In the Senate impeachment trial for President Trump, they're now in the Q&A phase. New Mexico Democrat Tom Udall says the Senate has yet to take on the issue of witnesses, including John Bolton.
Well, will you go back and forth on these witnesses? Why don't we let the Chief Justice rule on relevancy and materiality? And I've been working with Chris Van Hollen. We had a motion to that effect. I think we should put that motion up, number one, right behind the vote on the witnesses. And we should say, let's let the Chief Justice rule.
Republican senators are now trying to find a way to deal with the fallout from John Bolton's forthcoming book. The White House has issued a letter to him looking to block the publication of the former National Security Advisor's book, which accuses the president of wrongdoing. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Sort of. Right now, I'm live at SHOT Show, but when you hear this, I won't be. But I am joined now by a
live.
Yes, I'll still be a live, just not live. Joined now, I've had him on the show a few times, and I got to meet him for the first time ever. I got to interrupt your lunch. Your wife invited me to do that. Joining me now is John Farnham from DTI. What'd you just get done doing here? What was that conference you just got involved in or just finished up?
Well, we're at the SHOT Show, the 2020 SHOT Show here in Las Vegas. And one of our law enforcement industry groups, IALETA, it stands for International Association of Law Enforcement Instructors and Trainers, of which I'm a member, and I'm a deputy sheriff, as you know.
Right.
I was on a panel this morning, panel discussion. We had a room full of police officers, and we were talking about deadly force and deadly force training. And it was my honor to be up there with a number of distinguished experts, also IALETA members. And so that's what I did this morning. I hope I said something intelligent. I don't know.
I thought it was very intelligent. I thought that was very intelligent. When you're looking at some of the stuff that you write regarding attitude that you try to instill in the, what, four or five paragraphs you'll try to encapsulate this in on Ammo Land, where you're trying to reach people that aren't around you on a regular basis.
Yes.
One of your prevailing constant things you're hammering is no one's going to be there to help you. You are alone.
Help is not
make
the way.
Provisions.
Yeah.
How many people, does anybody ever come to you and say, John, I saw this and I made this change. Does anybody ever do that?
And the answer is yes, and not nearly as many as I
would like.
I hope I'm having some influence, but it can't be overstated. The idea that someone cares about you more than you care about yourself is a form of self-deception.
Right.
And we can go overboard in any direction, but as you say, you're on your own. Help is not on the way. You're going to live or die with what you have on you, what's in your heart. And so what we try to do is, with our non-police officers, we try to talk about lifestyle.
Right.
You know, since you're not getting paid to confront dangerous people, don't do it. Don't go to stupid places. Don't associate with stupid people.
Okay, now, expand a little bit for me, if you would, on stupid places.
A stupid place. Like a sleazy bar. Like a rock concert. Any place where people are highly emotional and and could be dangerous. And that's, you know, I say don't do it. I say understand the risk.
Right.
Particularly when you go armed, as we all do. When you go to a sleazy honky-tonk bar, it's one thing before you go armed. But when you go armed, those are the kind of places you have to stop going.
Right.
Now, on the other side of the ledger, of course, police officers get paid to confront dangerous people.
That's right.
So they have to go there sometime. So long as you're not getting paid to do that, and there's no expectation that you're going to do that, then it's probably not a smart thing to do. Many of my students will comment, well, when I see something terrible happening, my conscience will not permit me to remain silent. Well, this is a conversation you're going to have with your own conscience.
Right.
I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to tell you what's going to happen when you do.
Yeah, it's going to change everything, isn't it?
Yes. It's going to be a life-changing experience. And sometimes, I know in law enforcement, we arrive, we don't know anything. We know very little, and we're trying to make decisions based on inadequate information. When you're not acting as a police officer, probably the best thing to do is just get out of there. Go get a safe direction or a safe distance away and call the police. That's what you pay them to do. They will come and do what they get paid to do. As far as you becoming personally involved in a potentially lethal circumstance in which you are otherwise not involved, I'm saying great risk attaches to that. I'm not telling you what to do, but you need to understand this is not risk-free.
Right.
And the moment you step forward to act, the law requires you to act in a non-negligent manner. Now, what in the hell does that mean? Well, it means this. When this has a bad ending, an unhappy outcome, you own part of it.
Right.
Because you elected to step forward. And the chance, the point is, what's the chance this is going to have a happy ending? Zero.
Yeah.
Zero.
Zero.
This is not going to have a happy ending. It's going to have an unhappy ending. And you're going to own part of it. And knowing that full well, when your conscience demands that you become involved, God bless you. It's not for me to tell you not to do that.
Well, I mean, even in the best case, where they don't charge you with murder.
Yeah.
Where they sit down and let you go through all of the physiological changes you're going to have, the projectile vomiting, the crying, all of that other stuff.
Nightmares and all the rest, yeah.
Then once that day is over and you go home,
yes,
and it's over with, it doesn't just go back
no.
to being normal. That's in the best case scenario, right?
That's right. 20 years from now, people are going to come up to you and say, oh, yeah, you're the guy who killed that guy, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, you know, as general advice, particularly by people who go armed, stupid places, don't go with stupid people, don't do stupid things. And I'll add a couple more things.
Yeah.
be in bed by 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Your own bed.
Well, that, you know, yeah.
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 Good things do not happen after midnight.
In your own bed.
Oftentimes.
Oh, okay. I extended that too far out, right? I got you. Okay.
Have a normal appearance.
Right.
Just look normal.
Okay.
When you insist on purple hair and tattoos of head to toe, this is America. You can do anything you want. What I'm telling you is that's not smart. That's not smart. And finally, and probably by far the most important, don't fail the attitude test.
How would one fail the attitude test?
Well, you're sitting at a restaurant,
right,
and some industrial-sized Jamal comes up to you and says, hey, you're sitting in my seat. Well, now what would Clint Eastwood say in his latest movie? He'd probably say something like, I don't see your name on it, Skippy. Well, you know, that makes a clever movie line, and we all applaud that. What would a smart person do? I'm terribly sorry. Help yourself. I'll sit over here.
I just make sure nobody took your seat from you, pal.
Yeah, right.
I was just holding for you.
Yes.
Glad to see you. Now I can move on with my life.
Now, I've got my trump card right here.
Right.
That's my concern. I don't want to get involved in a lethal circumstance. I don't want someone to say, well, you started it. So I'm happy to walk away.
Yeah.
That would be called failing the attitude test. And this happens with police all the time. You wouldn't believe the people we pull over for nothing. I mean, just nothing very important. Probably not even a ticket, just a warning. And if we walk up to the car, the guy leans out the window and says, what do you want?
It's on, isn't it?
Okay, Skippy, I hope you're not in a hurry because this is going to take a while.
I didn't want much, but now I've changed my mind.
How dumb is that?
Yeah.
And yet people do it all the time.
All the time. All right.
Well, the world's full of stupid people, and, you know.
Try not to be one of them.
But when you go armed.
I want you to hold up right there. Right. When you go armed, how can they find you? We're coming in the next break.
I'm John Farnham, and the company is DTI, Defense Training International. If you go to the web, you can get us on defense-training.com. You'll see our webpage there that has pretty much everything on it. My phone number is 970-482-2520.
Hold the rest of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. We are semi-live. Well, I'm live, and John is live. We are both A-live. By the time you're listening to this, it'll be 10 o'clock. We'll be home in our beds, passing the attitude test. So, let's talk a little bit. You are a big proponent of the modern firearm.
Once again?
You're a big proponent of the modern firearm.
Yes, absolutely.
Do you believe in favorite guns?
Okay, there's a excellent question, and the answer is no.
No?
I think a favorite weapon is nothing but an excuse to lose.
So when somebody comes to you, and I'm sure somebody does, yeah. I'm sure they go, "Hello, Sensei John Farnham. What would be the best gun for me?"
And of course, the answer to that question is I could not possibly answer that question without an extensive personal interview.
Right.
I would say there's lots of good choices.
Yeah.
Out there. When people say, should I get a Glock? Yeah. You're not going to go wrong with a Glock. They're excellent. But you know what? That's not the only good choice. There's a dozen other guns out there that are probably every bit as good, maybe better, maybe fit your hand better. Get your hands on all of them.
Let me ask you about something. Now, this just sort of irritated me, because when I was in the military,
yes,
in the 80s, we did not train to drop guns.
Yes.
And if we dropped a gun, mm-hmm, we cried excessively. We got it. We cradled it. We sprayed the living hell out of it.
Yeah.
And then we put it back together, and we got on with our day. Now, I was a big SIG P320 guy when that game,
yes,
gun came out. And then I guess if you dropped it on one out of 460 million possible axes that you could drop it on,
right,
it might go off.
Uh-huh.
Now, I still think it's in its original. I don't have one. I haven't had one in a while, not because of that. But is that one of these silly modern things that we come up with where it's not drop safe? I should be able to slam it on the wall, drive over it with a car, and drop it from high altitude and then not fire.
And there's a good question. I think the best answer is that the modern generation of guns that we all use, right now I'm carrying a SIG 320,
okay,
which is basically SIG's version of a Glock 19.
Right.
I hope I don't.
That even made James Yeager change. You remember?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
They are all mechanically drop safe.
Right. That is, there's, you talk to engineers about this, but there's, in the inner workings of the gun, the firing pin is prevented from moving.
Right.
Until the last millimeter trigger movement, and then it's free, and then the gun can fire. They're all made like that. Some earlier guns weren't, although, as you pointed out, the whole issue of drop safety is a moot point. It happens so seldom that we probably make more of it than it deserves. But I will say that the Glock or the, God forbid I forget to mention someone, but the Smith M&P, the XV, the PPQ,
yeah,
the VP9,
ABC,
the Canic,
yep,
they're all designed to be mechanically drop safe. You could drop it from 6 feet, you could drop it from 600 feet, it wouldn't matter. And I've been involved in the investigation of many of these, hundreds of these, what we call unintentional discharges.
Right.
And I've heard it all. I dropped my gun and it went off, and my briefcase fell on my gun and it went off. And
try not to choke on
that. 100% of the cases I've been involved in, that was all BS.
Yeah.
It went off because Skippy had his finger on the trigger.
Skippy.
And that's why it went off. That's the only reason it ever went off.
Right.
And then when it happens, they make up these stories to make their stupidity sound a little more palatable. That's very predictable. I've heard it all. And when someone said, I dropped my gun and went off, well, my BS alarm goes off, that probably didn't happen. It went off because he put his finger on the trigger.
Right, right. What do you think about when, I've seen this, I see this subculture coming up today in the modern gun handlers, especially the YouTube superstars, where they seem to make mileage out of saying this product is bad or that product is bad, and then they're like, now watch, I'm going to hold up this gun, and I'm going to hit it with a ball peen hammer right here on the back. Kabam, watch, it went off right there. Did you see that? It's not safe.
You know, this stuff is all staged.
Yeah.
And it's like watching a movie where you see the Steven Seagal or something like that do all this messable stuff. You're not watching a fight. You're watching take 64.
Right.
I mean, it took them 3 days to film that to get everything to work out right. So they don't tell you prior to this. They it's not spontaneous is what I'm trying to say. They had to arrange things just in a certain way to make that happen. And I'm not sure it happened anyway.
Right.
We don't know if the gun's been modified. We don't know any of that stuff. I take all that with a grain of salt.
Right.
There's people out there trying to manufacture a reputation for themselves. I think
I just don't understand what their reputation is they're trying to build.
As P.T. Barnum
said, it's like CBS and the Chevrolet pickup.
You know, P.T. Barnum said, I don't care what you say about me, just spell my name right.
Right.
I think, for a lot of people, negative publicity is as good as positive publicity. It's publicity.
Right.
If people are talking about me, who cares? That's not something I'm comfortable with, but apparently people are.
But nobody's talking bad about you, John. You're home every night by 10 o'clock in your own bed.
Yeah. It's,
you always pass the attitude test.
Good.
Plus, anybody that knows you, and I'm one that knows enough about you, we're not going to cross you anyway.
Yeah.
You know. I have noticed. There's many things I wish to be, and being a bullet catcher for John Farnham is not one of them.
Listen,
here, John, throw me some bullets. Thanks, buddy.
You know, I've shot people.
Yeah,
and I've been shot.
Right.
I've been on both ends. It's not something I'd wish on anyone.
Right.
And one of the things we try to teach in our class is the vast majority of the lethal encounters that you're going to get into your life are probably avoidable.
Right.
They're probably avoidable. And the best time to start thinking about this is right now. You're carrying a gun? Let's look at your whole lifestyle. What kind of place do you go? What kind of people do you associate with? Maybe that needs some tweaking just to reduce the risk. You want to be one of us? You have to start thinking about these things.
Right.
Otherwise, go back eating grass.
All right. Yeah, I like that. I like that. You've been shot multiple times?
Yes.
That's not... Being shot is an unpredictable thing when it hits you, isn't it?
I've got 3 Purple Hearts.
Yeah.
From my time in Vietnam. I don't say that with great pride.
No.
But I
would say it just from the fact that you survived it.
I was out there.
You didn't get them posthumously.
in modern warfare, and I'm talking about 50 years ago now.
Yeah.
When I was there, there was so much stuff flying around all the time.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
You're going to get hit. You're going to get hit.
Right.
I don't know, in my OCS class, I know guys with five purple eyes. Most of my, I think 75% of my class was killed. You're going to get hit. You just hope you survive. I did, through no fault of my own. I'm probably the least qualified of all my friends. I often ask myself, why was it me? But I'm out here trying to share these lessons with the current generation so they don't have to make all the same mistakes.
Right. That's why. That's why it wasn't you. That's why it wasn't you.
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Yeah. Listen, I tried one of those things where you get out there and you say, I'm going to try to smoke myself to death. And I failed, but I got a second chance. So, I've gone through some of the same stuff as far as up in here, but not on the same level. Yeah. But anyway, before we run out of time, one more time, tell everybody how they find you, John Farnham. How do they find you? DTI?
Oh, yeah. Go to defense-training.com. You'll see our webpage there. And you can email me. It's all on there.
Yep.
And our schedule of class is on there. We would be delighted to have you. If after listening to this you think you can put up with me, we'd be delighted to have you in a class.
Sooner or later. I mean, I got Mr. Chambers here. He's talking about going to a class. I'm sort of thinking I might want to lean into one of those myself. Thank you for taking the time to come and sit down with me. Thank your wife for me.
You bet.
For inviting me to interrupt your lunch at Black Tap. Did you have the shakes? Did you try the Black Tap shake? You must not have, because you'd be in a sugar coma right now if you had. They make a crazy milkshake at the Black Tap.
Okay, I'm not into food experimentation these days.
I understand. I know. That's how you don't pass the attitude test.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining me, sir.
You bet. Thank
All right.
You.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks to life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.